Article title, I will be 23 when I get my degree. Is that good or bad? Content, depends on how high you set your standards. I was in the same position as you. Noticed that it would have taken me until 24 to finish my psychology degree. I decided that was bad. Sure, getting a degree is a safe and easy and costly way of rising your chances of getting a job. But you've been in an educational facility probably since the age of 6. By the time you're 23, that equals to 17 years. In those 17 years, you will have learned nothing about. Start of list. List item. Money. List item. Relationships. List item. Handling your emotions. List item. Communication. List item. Real skills. List item. Decision making. List item. Happiness. List item. Useful morals and principles for life. List item. Or meditation. End of list. This is the real valuable knowledge that's kept from us. Instead, we're forced to remember dry, an interesting theory to memorize it for a short time to prove how qualified we are at following orders. I would have stayed in the education system if they provided us with life necessary skills and wisdom. But they're doing the exact opposite. And I can understand why. The government needs workers to run on. Nobody needs individuals because they do their own thing. They don't listen to the others, even if they're promised great security and stable income, which nobody can ever guarantee you. And look at the people who studied, most of them work in a different area than their finished degree. People are catching up to the nonsense of pinpointing a degree in your 20s to stay in for the rest of your life. Many people in their 40s don't even know what they want to pursue in their lives. How is a young human supposed to decide what they want to do for the rest of their lives? There is no experience to back that decision. Just opinions, social pressure and conformity, and more problems will arise. You may be 23 on paper, but life is a NEW school, and you'll need to start over again. This is why I advise anyone who finishes college or high school to take a year off, go work somewhere, and focus on yourself. Read books about self-actualization, relationships, money, life advice, start writing, get fit, gather new experiences, do stupid shit, and live in the moment like young people are supposed to. Be selfish. These are my words and I live by them. I stopped school at 18, took a random job, moved into my own apartment, became fitter than I've ever been, and discovered my unseen passion for so many things. That's something I never would have achieved if I hadn't focused and invested in myself early on. Now I can use this wisdom and experience to create an amazing head start to my life, while yet being just 20. I want to urge you to start learning a lot about life early on, because your wisdom will exponentially benefit you later. The earlier you learn about yourself, the more it will compound. Your 20s happen only once. Take some time off. You won't regret it. You sat on benches and listened to old-fashioned people long enough. But if you want to become a doctor or lawyer and need that degree, I'm happy you found your path. Keep going. To finish it up, here are some questions to learn about yourself. What do I stand for? How do I want people to remember me when I die? What are my interests/passions? What makes me happiest? What am I good at? How do I imagine my 25-year-old self? How does he/she look and behave? What are his or her character traits? What's something you find challenging but know you need to learn anyway? What experiences do you want to have in your life? What is the most valuable thing for you in life? Wish you the best.